just goes on like a dead man dreaming, like a song. And everyone around me was just raising their arms. I just mouthed along. I stand at the edge of a log, way down, waiting for the ground. I thought I found innocence in the moment in this life. Told myself we had more time. It was never my time.
What's up, you guys?
What a lovely day it is.
It is
to be on the
day.
Radio.
To be on the radio in the air-conditioned room, specifically.
Alive.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, I know you may be feeling a little jealous, but we're actually sitting next to an air conditioner
right now. I turned it off.
Okay, well, you suck. It's nice and warm outside
today,
guys.
Let's introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, everyone, this is Mess Machine, and you are listening to to 91.5 FM WMFO Member Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm Mila.
I'm Mia.
Hey guys.
Our theme for today?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you know what you want? Oh, are you gonna say it or am I gonna say it?
You can say it.
Perfect. So our theme for today, and there's a little backstory to it. The backstory is I was with one of my friends and we were just driving kind of aimlessly. We had just gotten done with our plans. I had eaten some really good food, some sushi actually. It was great. Everyone go to Fuki. It's probably the best place I've been here. And the sun was sort of like right above us and music was playing. And I genuinely felt as though there's nothing better in the entire world. And there was absolutely no reason for it. And I think that was lovely. Like the fact that you can feel absolute bliss from just driving around with your friends and looking at the sun. So this playlist is kind of based off of that and the feeling of, you know, feeling kind of effortlessly happy. And also it's a great one if you're, you know, driving around right now and it's really sunny out. And
Radio Rebel style. We ask you to turn your windows down.
Yes.
Turn your music up.
Yes. And don't be embarrassed about other people hearing your music. Blast our songs
and
for the whole world,
freaking
you guys.
Sing along.
Sing along. Belt it out at that stoplight, girl. What are they going to do? Pull you over? can belt it in the cop's face. That could be
okay. Anyway. Anyway.
Don't do that. Be respectful to law enforcement and to other people on the road.
Okay. Do it safely.
Do it safely.
But I bet you know this song. So let's turn it up.
Yeah.
You spend the first time.
Voices in the box.
How are you guys?
Who are you asking? I'm general asking everyone. You.
The capital Y, you.
Me?
Well, no. Capital
so
Y.
So you don't care how I am?
No, I don't care how you are. Kay. Do you guys know that Mia is leaving me to go back to Maryland this summer.
Aren't you gonna leave also?
Yeah, but that's not important. Maybe if you were here, I would also be here.
I do not want to be here.
I don't want to be here either. I miss air conditioning. I'm sorry, you guys. I know that like that's a very silly
thing
to say.
There are places that...
Yeah, there are places, not my home.
Yeah, I know.
I can't sleep without it. I like it.
Wait, you don't have a window unit?
No.
Seriously?
No.
Oh.
It's very expensive.
You can have one of mine if you want.
How many do you have, Mama?
Well, our house has a bunch. Anyway, this is not important.
You guys, it is finally warming up. It's heating up in Medford, Somerville. I'm very excited about that. I need some fun plans because obviously the seniors here are going to be here a lot longer. I was talking to one of my friends who's a freshman, and he was like, oh, you know, like almost done, 2 weeks left. And I was like, maybe for you, I'll be here till June 1st.
Yeah, literally.
So I need some suggestions. If anyone would like to utilize the DJ chat, which exists, but no one ever uses, or call in. Please don't. But maybe yes. Maybe yes, call
but
in.
Maybe do.
But maybe do call
and
in.
Talk to us.
And talk to us if you're feeling quite whimsical today.
But we will not put you on air.
Well, we might put you on air.
No, we won't. We have too many songs.
If you promise to be super respectful and are chill with us putting a song behind your voice.
Oh, yeah. So we can use all of our songs.
Then maybe we'll put you on. But you have to be respectful and lovely and kind.
Can I tell you? Well, you know what? Actually, I have a suggestion for you, Mila, about what you could do during
oh,
the month of May.
My God, yes, please tell me all about it.
Okay. Well, if you didn't know, May is National Bike Month. And the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. Oh, this
Yay.
Is a good song. Can we start it over when I'm done?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to do it now. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No
this
matter
is the
what,
longest PSA I've ever.
Watch out for distracted drivers because they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. So by distracted drivers, just to clarify, we do mean you with your windows down, eyes closed, belting it out while you're driving. Don't hit a cyclist because they are everywhere. They're everywhere.
And
they'll
so,
sneak up on you.
Well, distracted drivers are everywhere as well.
Yeah, true. Don't be a distracted driver because a cyclist will go out of their way to get hit by you. I promise.
I'm not done.
Sorry.
Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That was beautiful. I will say, like, not to be... I did watch a video of people biking around, and I was like, you know what? That actually looks quite nice. But then, I know people who bike everywhere all the time, specifically here where we live on a giant hill, and... I don't think I could imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be just so much.
You get to class and you're like drenched in sweat.
Yes, and you smell bad and you're also wearing really weird clothing. Not to say that the uniform things are weird looking, but just yes to say that.
Well, you don't have to wear that. You could wear normal clothes.
People wear that just for fun. They'll be like, oh, my morning bike ride. And they'll suit themselves up like a freaking superhero.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
It's great until it's a 55-year-old man, and I, by the way, I work at a cafe, and they'll come to my cafe early in the morning, and just, it's everything's out. It's too early for me to see every single part of you. Like, peace and love. Everything about you, angelic, but please keep that in your own home. Thank you.
Okay. Really, you can't put yourself out there when Mila's around.
I will be a hater. I will be.
That's,
well,
that's
not true.
That's good to know.
No, I can be quite positive, I think. But, like, just not in regards to 55-year-old men wearing skin-tight morph suits. And then I kind of struggle. Do you have anything that you
that's
would like
problematic.
To uplift? How is that problematic? If you're 55 years old and you love biking, you should... No, I'm judging them for wearing those clothing.
Yeah,
I'm judging them for their fashion taste.
Okay.
That's
whatever.
What I'm judging them for. Well, I just think that, like, it's terrible on everyone. But I'm specifically mentioning an example that happened to me at, like, 8 in the morning. Because those are the times that I feel like younger people on the weekends usually don't come out that early.
Mm-hmm.
But the significance of it being a 55-year-old man in that context is the fact that he was there and it was, like, 8 a.m. And I had just woken up and that was the first thing I experienced.
I appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you so much. But I will say, please, guys, go outside, enjoy the weather, bike and run and walk and dance in circles and drive your car not recklessly, very safely. And yeah, have a good day and be athletic.
Oh my god.
Okay, so do you have anything to say? Oh, play frisbee.
Ooh.
Which I'll keep my hammock quiet on. Hammock.
I should have brought
soccer. What are they? Oh, pickleball.
So we're just gonna keep naming.
Tennis. People play a lot of sports out in the outdoors, in the great outdoors. I'm saying nothing.
Right now. Okay, so
Mia has something she would like to suggest as well. Go ahead.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I just gave 10 suggestions. You're not gonna give any creativity.
You literally covered
here?
All bases.
No, I didn't. I could
baseball.
Think of like 10 other things.
Kickball.
Swimming. Go
outside.
Go to Walden Pond and take a swim. What do you mean outside? Yes, where else would you swim?
I want to do that.
I want to go swimming, you guys. That's a good May activity as well. Mm-hmm. Like going swimming, going hiking, having a picnic. I really want
to. So the next song is?
The next song is Ventura Highway by America and George Martin. And interesting enough, there is a lovely celebrity, the person, I don't remember her name, but she was the main character in the Greek movie, the one where she's three dads about? And they're all singing. What is that?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, thank you. She's the main character of the movie. And they're all singing. That's an exact replica of the plot.
Okay.
But she plays this song